Over the next few days, Nazaru Haidar reported that Amelie Irulan was reasonably willing when supervised, but lacked the expertise she should have had and wouldn't stick to a job without constant supervision.
About what I thought. Can you perk her up? Maybe that school...
I can try, but how much do you want to risk on her? She'll never go beyond third class on the exams, I'd bet my last credit chip. Half the work would do twice as much with a good candidate.
Well, we're not in the service anymore. We don't have an endless supply of recruits. I was hoping...
I'll work on it, but I won't promise anything. I know Sirkin's good, but young love doesn't last forever.
Don't try to tell them that. We have to remember we're all a lot older and with real experience.
That one'll get herself killed and maybe her friends. Amelie's like that cute little kid back on Fisk.
Eris raised her brows, but he didn't back down. The cute little kid on Fisk had been the nephew of someone important, and he had hit the wrong control in combat and, luckily, died along with those his idiocy killed. Turned out his uncle had known about the addiction problem, but concealed it in the hopes that life on a ship would straighten him out.
Well, if she's that bad, we don't want her. I know that. But as long as we're in dock, she can't hurt us that much, and we just might pull off a miracle.
Harris had called the crew together before giving them station liberty.
There's a slight chance that you may have some trouble dockside. Those of you who were aboard at the time know about the smuggler's stash. If they choose to retaliate for its loss...
But they've already killed Olin.
Wouldn't they go after Lady Cecilia? Or the ship itself?
They might. But they also might make an example of a crew member.
Harris knew her ex-military crew would know how to handle any invitations to criminality. But Sirkin and Irulan were young and vulnerable. Bait for everything from gambling sharks to smugglers.
I suggest you travel in pairs, at least, and keep your eyes open. I'm not sure just how far they'll go to express their displeasure. If you want to indulge in anything mind-altering, be sure you're in a safe place.
Oblo, as usual, with a fight even remotely in view, looked both sleepy and happy. The sleepiness was entirely deceptive.
If there's trouble, how about weapons?
No, not on station. We don't need legal trouble as well as illegal. And given Lady Cecilia's, connections, we could even have political trouble. Fight if you have to, but call for the police right away.
Yes, ma'am.
Oblo's heavy-lidded look meant he would interpret it in his own way. Petrus gave him a sharp glance, and Harris made a mental note to talk to Petrus about Oblo before he had to shift off. His formidable brawling skills should be reserved for times they needed them, not wasted on casual displays. Under the supervision of Nazaru Haidar, Irulan earned her pay. Harris had to respect her for coming back shift after shift to face the grudging acceptance of the rest of the crew. Sirkin, she noticed, stayed clear of Irulan during work hours, but she was looking increasingly tense. Harris assumed that meant they hadn't found a joint berth on some other ship. Sirkin would be facing a hard decision soon enough. Harris didn't try to offer advice she was sure the younger woman would resent. On the day they completed the new installations, which would be sealed again when the yacht entered the refitting docks, Harris gave the crew a half-shift bonus off. She gave Janice the standing watch and finished the interminable forms necessary to clear the royal docks and transfer the ship around the station on the next main shift but one. She hated the thought of letting a tug do the shift, but those were the rules. She expected all the off-duty crew to be gone by the time she finished, but as it happened, she left the ship just behind Sirkin and Irulan. They were not quite holding hands as they hurried through the royal sector to the public concourse beyond. They seemed to be headed the same direction she was. Harris hung back, hoping they wouldn't think she was following them, but traffic was light just before shift change. In another half hour, all transit tubes would be crowded. She dawdled, glancing at a shop window down the concourse from the Captain's Guild, until they were nearly out of sight around the curve. Harris turned into the Captain's Guild, mentally shaking her head. When she'd been that young, she hadn't been unlucky enough to fall that far in love. Sirkin and Irulan were together, but it could hardly be called alert awareness of possible danger. It would do no good to suggest anything to them. They might try, but in 20 paces they'd be back to concentrating on each other. At least Sirkin had basic good sense, and they had promised to bunk aboard until the decorators took the ship over. Surely they wouldn't get in much trouble. After all, Oblo had the history of dockside and planetside brawls. The Captain's Guild rooms had begun to look familiar, and the warden knew her now. She posted her daily report and looked over the news. Here again, the different format had begun to make sense. Which ships were in, with which captains, reporting changes they'd noted in their routes. She was looking specifically for anything to suggest what Captain Olin had been doing in the regions, where he'd hung about as if looking for a rendezvous. So far, she'd found no comment helpful. After all, if another captain was up to the same game, she could hardly expect an honest report to the Captain's Guild.
Captain Serrano's following us. We're off duty. She doesn't have to...
Captain's Guild's down this way. Don't get paranoid, Amelie. She isn't bothering us.
Just wish she'd mind her own business.
Irulan glanced over her shoulder and turned back.
Or catch up. Something.
What have you done or not done that you think she'll scold you for? You're trying, aren't you?
Of course I am. But it's a lot harder than school. That Hadar is so picky. I wish he... I swear, he watches me every second, and he wants everything to be just so.
But you're learning, and we're together.
Sirkin had overheard some of Hydar's comments. He didn't think the captain should hire Irulan permanently. She forced herself not to think about it. They had a full 3-shift off, and for once, the money to enjoy it.
Where shall we eat? Why not a dinner dance place like Khalifa's?
Irulan grinned at her, the grin she had first fallen for, and gave a little skip-step.
Great, but why not up top first, to get in the mood?
I'm already in the mood.
Sirkin ran a finger down Irulan's arm. Irulan tossed her head.
Patience is a virtue.
They both knew who had the patience. Sirkin wished Irulan didn't like noisy taverns like up top, but she'd have put up with worse for the evening to come. By the time they reached up top, it was crammed with main shift rush hour business, vibrating to the beat of its music. Sirkin saw a sonic cop check her meter from across the corridor, shrug, and go on. Well bribed, perhaps. She inserted her own filters and followed Irulan inside.